way.
How would the water come off the roof?
Huh?
How would it come off the roof?
Dripping off the boards.
Oh, I see. What if you had it? If you had now, if you had a roof and an L, kind of an L on the roof, what'd you call that place in between?
Valley. Under valley.
I see. The water would run out of the valley into the... Did you have things around the house?
Gutters?
Yeah.
No.
Didn't have them?
No. The water just run off out there on the ground.
Well, we were talking about the barn. Did you ever run out of space in the barn to put hay?
Yeah, we have had to stack some. Pick up a long pole and stack it around it so it can't blow it away.
You call that a hay?
A haystack.
Did you ever see, would you cover it?
No. Didn't, it wouldn't hurt it. We didn't ever feed off it. We just let them go out there and eat off it. That. They'd quit and they got enough.
How'd you keep them from tearing it up? Would they just eat it straight down?
They'd just eat, then they just keep coming down, see, right. Sliding down that pole.
Did you ever see a haystack that was covered?
Oh, yeah.
What'd they call that thing that covered?
Tarpaulin.
No, did you ever see one with four poles, maybe, and a sliding roof on it?
No. I've never seen one of those. Might be some.
They do that somewhere. You know how they gather hay now? Have you ever seen that, Mr.
What?
Have you ever seen how they gather hay now, Mr. I was driving through this summer, driving through places, and they got these big things that roll it.
Yeah.
It rolls it about things that weigh almost a ton sometimes.
Yeah.
Big old
things. That's a new way of handling hay. We see those bundles all along when we were out driving, but didn't have them in the old days.
I know.
No. They haven't had them long either.
Yeah.
That's been the last 8 or 10 years they started making them like that.
Yeah. Now, did you ever raise, you told me you raised wheat, didn't you?
Some, yeah.
I see. Well, wheat is tied into, or when you cut it, you tie it into what? You gather up in what, in maybe?
Bundles.
I see.
We'd take up a bundle about that big around and take some straw and tie it.
And then you'd stack the bundles in what?
In shocks. Call them shocks. Just stand them up, the heads up, you know.
Yeah.
Get it as big as you want, and then lay some over the top of it.
Well, what did you do? Let's see, oats. What did you do with oats, say, to separate the grain from the, what do you call it, the chaff? Or
shorts?
Yeah, the shorts.
The other's called bran. Wheat bran.
I see.
It was pretty good feed. It's sort of like popcorn is to a man. Wasn't much nutrition in it, but it filled him up.
Yeah. But that how'd you get the shorts from the little kernel?
That's where they process it. After it goes to the mill.
Uh-huh.
And they run through that mill, that's where the shorts come from.
Yes, sir.